Let's talk about the news of the week in Texans land, and it started here because our GM, Brian Gain, our head coach, Bill O'Brien, met with the national media, and I think the big topic is the health of the team, specifically with Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt, and you can throw in Deontay Foreman, the rookie running back last year.
Well, they were asked about health, Drew. There's no question they were going to get asked about that, and they're not going to get overly specific with these topics, but they were very clear on being positive about their recovery. We're still in February here, but Bill O'Brien saying Deshaun Watson is ahead of schedule. That's a big plus. And you mentioned Deontay Foreman. Brian Gain was asked about his health coming back from the Achilles injury, and he wouldn't get overly specific, but he indicated some positivity about his availability at opening day. So we are where we are, but it all looks like it's trending in the right direction.
Easy to be cautiously excited about those, I guess, diagnoses or prognoses. Yeah. I always misrepresent that. But anyways, let's also talk about Deshaun Watson. He took a trip to Germany.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. You've been to Germany.
I've been to Germany, and I was, the family's from nearby the Netherlands.
Yes.
But this is cool because, you know, he's a young man. He's got some resources where he can travel a little bit. A number of Texans have gone to Europe and overseas, wherever, and sampled life around the world, and Watson's certainly taking advantage of that. It's pretty cool.
Brian Gain also talked about the need to get faster on not just defense, on offense, on special teams. It's a big, big deal.
Well, it's been an emphasis, and you see Will Fuller, Watson himself as examples of this, but you can never have too much of it. It's one of those things you can never have too much of. Look, they want to fortify the offensive line. They have a lot of priorities on this football team, the defensive backfield, but speed is a big part of it, so he's looking across the board in some areas, or specific areas they target for improvement.
No doubt. Speed is one of them. Like you mentioned, the offensive line, continuity there. There were seven different starting offensive line combinations for the Texans last year. Five different guys started at left tackle alone.
All right. Is that a lot?
That's a lot. Stick with me, because we've got to take a look at the sights and sounds of the combine. It's an all-encompassing look, because that's what we do here on Texans 360.